Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody out there listening, and welcome back once again to Shouting Into the Void. This here is our nerdy little podcast where we answer the hypothetical questions you never even knew that you had. My name's Mike.
And I'm Cody.
And this week's question is, the superhero Venn diagram explained.
Question mark?
Now, if you'll see here on this chart, every single one of you will fall into one of these categories.
Concretio, get over here.
He is a Venn diagram. All right, folks. Before we get into the body of the episode, and I guess until, we have our regular announcements to make. We are going to keep them short and sweet and to the point, but we will go ahead and jump in there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Every single one of you for listening. We really, really appreciate you guys. You guys are why we do this podcast, the laughter, the little pick me up throughout the day kind of thing, type of feedback that we get from people keeps us going. Those are the reasons why we record. If you want to support the podcast by doing more than just listening, there are a few ways to do so. The first and easiest way is to interact with the pod on social media. Go ahead and give us a like, follow, comment, rating, review, share, subscribe, anything of the like on the podcast service you're listening to this to on. I would love to get more Spotify reviews. I would love to get more Apple Podcast reviews. I know Cody feels the same way. I don't mean to say I. It is a we. Which is also what Nintendo said when they announced their console.
It is Wii. That's right. It's not an I.
No, it is a Wii. The next way you can support the pod is through word of mouth. Find someone in your life that likes nerdy shit and introduce them to the podcast. We have a number of people who have come up to us when we've been with mutual friends and been like, hey, the podcast is hilarious. I know people are introducing coworkers. People are introducing customers to it. Find someone in your life that likes nerdy stuff. Share the pod with them. Inflict it on them if you must. Captive audience on a road trip is a great way to do that. The third way that you can support the pod is through our Patreon page. We have it in our link tree, which is in the description, and it is a great deal. $5 a month gets you an extra bonus mini episode every single week about a random topic, usually something near and dear to mine and Cody's hearts. We've done lore dumps on our favorite franchises. We've done character analyses of some of our favorite characters. We've talked about real life topics. We've talked about games we're playing, novels we're reading, even like how we approach air travel, because we've both traveled a lot for work before. We're also doing a sci-fi book of the month club, where we are reading a classic sci-fi novel based on or sort of themed around a particular month. So for example, February was Foundation February, March was Martian Chronicles March, April was Arthur C. Clarke April, where we read Rendezvous with Rama. We just released that Patreon episode. Go check it out. It's off the rails. We probably talked, I think we talked for almost an hour about it, didn't we?
I think we did, yeah. And I think it deserved it, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of nuts. And then remind me again what May, Moon is a Harsh Mistress May is what we got
going
on.
Yeah, and I think we have fucked up officially on that one. I'll just go out and say it.
Really?
Have you looked at the page count on this?
No, thing? I've looked at the audiobook time.
Oof.
What
is
the
it's a big boy.
No, it can't be that bad.
It's 400 pages. The rest of the ones we've read have been like 250. So it's a significant upgrade in length.
The Moon is Harsh. It's only 14 hours. It's twice as long. It's not that bad.
Yeah, that's that's a lot.
Yeah, but I'm going to listen to it on like 1.5 times speed. So it'll only take me a couple weeks to get through.
No, I understand. But I'm looking at a 400 page book here, bud.
Yeah, but it's also like, you still have an extra week of April to read May's novel.
That is true. Well, that
and
is
May's
true.
A long month.
We got a spare spare one.
Yep.
We do anyway, have to say too, on the topic of Patreon,
yes,
we have a new member.
We do. I was getting to it, but you picked up the drop pass. Thank you, buddy. Joel, welcome to the Patreon, buddy. For all of you listening out there, Joel is now the coolest person that you may or may not know.
That's right. Be like Joel.
Be like Joel and subscribe to the Patreon. Joel's a good buddy of mine from college, went through the hell that is senior design and unit ops together and hit the bars very, very regularly. Lots of great memories up at Tech with Joel. He and his wife recently got married this past summer. Congratulations. Actually, this past fall. It was in the fall. Congratulations to you guys. But thank you, Joel, for supporting us financially, keeping the pod lights on, keeping the RSS feeds and hosting services up to date and paid for, and allowing us to save up for little things like equipment upgrades or things like that. So
we appreciate you. Thank you.
Really appreciate the patronage. Thank you, Joel. You're a real one. Always have been, always will be. You know, now that Rodgers is gone, do we hate the Packers a little less?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Had to go there. Sorry, Joel. And the fourth and final way that you can support the podcast is through our Redbubble store. Tell them about the Redbubble store, Cody.
Yeah, so there are merch links in the show notes and in the link tree. You can also head over to a brand new website, HaleyCometTattoo.com/merch. Haley has a new website, and on her merch link is where you can find her merch as well as ours. So a few new ways to find the merch store. But all of the designs there on the Redbubble store are exclusive pieces from Haley Comet Tattoos, designed by her, made by her, and printed by Redbubble on t-shirts or whatever kind of merch that you want. Stickers, tote bags, water bottles, all kinds of stuff over there. They're all references from the show or the logo of the show. Some really awesome stuff over there. So go check it out. Get yourself some merch. And yeah, enjoy some of that stuff. It's good stuff.
I'm still starstruck by the Hot Real Bad t-shirt. Just the burning building with the UFO and Hot Real Bad.
Hot Real Bad. Hot Real Bad.
Hot Real Bad is all time. Might be my favorite reference that we've made. It's up there. But
Mogwai
anyway.
Joe is potentially my favorite shirt. But
I think Mogwai Joe, I almost cried laughing.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway.
It makes no sense if you have no idea like what the podcast is, but man, it's a great shirt.
I mean, it's funny enough because Cotton Eye and Mogwai kind of rhyme, and yeah. You can.
I mean, that was the whole reference. Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Yep. What do you got? What do you got going on current events wise in your life, Cody?
I don't know. I'm reeling from a pickleball hyper fixation yesterday. So we played pickleball for 4+ hours yesterday, and
you're dying.
I think my body's going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just I'm trying to settle from that, I think. Like you said, I finished up Rendezvous with Rama. Really enjoyed that book. Again, you can hear us talk about it on the Patreon, but really liked it. It was definitely our first like hard fiction, sci-fi. I would say. So it was definitely interesting.
Because you're not normally a hard sci-fi guy, and I'm kind of trying to get you to like the genre. This whole thing, suggested by patron
your
Greg.
Dad.
Yeah, my dad. Suggested by him, and I don't know if it's a psyop, but now I'm deciding it's a psyop to get mm-hmm. you to enjoy science fiction so you will finally play Mass Effect.
Well, here's the thing. So I did start Mass Effect. I texted you, and I have immediately put it down, by the way.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I'm willing to give the books a try. I definitely admitted that this one was much more difficult than the short story formats that we have tried. And I'm really worried about the moon is a harsh maestress. Like,
yep.
I don't know, man. I listened to the audiobook sample, which is, by the way, got like this weird, the dude's doing like this weird Russian accent. It's hard to hear.
Oh boy, we'll have to see how this goes.
But even in the sample, it's like it's very sci-fi, and it gave me a little bit of the shivers. And if it's 400 pages of that, it might be tough to get through. That's where I think I'm getting a little nervous.
Well, I'll give it a shot. We'll have to see how it is. But
yeah,
other than that, in this pickleball hyperfixation,
mm-hmm.
What have you got? Anything else going on?
Not a ton. Work's been pretty crazy, but in my spare video game time, I think I might have talked about it a little bit, but I've been playing Jedi Survivor, which is why Mass Effect got put down.
Sure.
Because that's been kind of the what I've been using my small amount of gaming time on.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. It is a lot different than the first one, I think. It's a bit more sandboxy, and it's a little less Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
It's still definitely got those elements, but it's toned down a bit.
Okay,
at least
sure. Maybe I enjoy it a little
so
more
far.
Then.
I don't know. I feel like I'm enjoying it less because of that, if I'm honest. Like, I think I was kind of looking for that, maybe. I don't know. Although I just did the cinematic with the drill, where, I mean, that's, if you've played the game, you know what I'm talking about.
I have not.
Pretty fucking cool. I mean, that was maybe the coolest sequence in a Star Wars video game I've ever experienced, but.
Fair enough, man.
Yeah.
Well, cool. You're hanging in there, working, pickleball and gaming, all of that. It's all good.
I'm incredibly sore, but we're going to be all right. But boy, howdy, does it feel horrible to say that I'm sore from pickleball, but we did play for a very long time.
I was going
to
say it's length of time.
Yeah.
You know, get your potassium, get your electrolytes, make sure you recover. Are you playing again today?
I will not play today. I cannot imagine we try to play today.
You never know.
I would not be surprised, but boy, I'm gonna decline. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Fair enough. Yeah. Let's see here. Working. Finished up Words of Radiance, and I'm like 15 chapters into Oathbringer, but that's gonna have to go on pause to do Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what else. Doing a little bit of gaming.
Is always a tough one for me.
I think Oathbringer's it's slow at parts, but I don't know. Oathbringer by Brandon Sanderson, book 3 of the Stormlight Archive. Excellent series. Very good. You should all read it because the new one's coming out in December and you want to be caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that. Hockey started back up again, so I'm playing that. It's super late, but it's on Thursday nights, and Friday's not a real work day. So, except for this Friday was a fucking nightmare. But anyway.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, no, we both did. Because I called you on the way home from work, and we were just bitching about our days. My new mission is to get both you and Carl to play hockey in your respective locales.
There's definitely a rink. It's a little far away. But it's around.
I think you should. I'm trying to get Carl to do it. Friend of the show and patron Carl, you guys are both gonna play hockey and everything will be right with the world. Let's see, gaming wise playing a little Helldivers here and there when I see people on. Maybe I'll jump in and do a mission or two solo. Playing some Balatro. I just beat it on the base difficulty with the gold deck. Now I need to beat it with the green deck. Other than that, we're doing a tasting for a caterer today, doing the whole wedding prep
Hell
and planning
yeah.
thing. Got that going on.
That's good
and
stuff.
And yeah, the weather's getting nicer, so I've been biking a little bit more, getting out on the bike, doing that. That's going to pretty much consume my summer as it usually does.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not a whole ton going on. Nothing crazy new.
Same here. It's all good. Let's talk Venn diagrams. Let's push some circles together.
So I saw this on Twitter the other day, and I had to send it to you. I sent it to you last
night. Excuse me? Push his glasses up?
Nope.
I think you mean X?
Considering every single Cybertruck just got recalled, we're calling it Twitter. So here, this tweet was from Twitter user at GirlDrawsGhosts, and the tweet is as follows. I will die on the hill that Batman, Superman, the Hulk, and Spider-Man are the four definitive superhero archetypes. Every other comic book superhero falls somewhere within the Venn diagram of the four. For example, what about Wonder Woman? Well, think about it. Super strong, from somewhere outside of human civilization, can fly, she's a Superman. Captain America is representative of the idealized American, but has aspects of science gone wrong, so that puts him somewhere between Superman and the Hulk. Iron Man is the midpoint between Batman and Spider-Man. Deadpool is the Hulk and Spider-Man. Wolverine is Batman and the Hulk. Cyclops is one of the most interesting characters because he's a rare case of being a combination of Batman and Superman. The Flash is Spider-Man and Batman, comic relief who gained powers through random event they had nothing to do with, forensic scientist, etc., etc. Spawn is the Hulk and Batman, monstrous character who acquired unintentional power through an event they were partially responsible for, Dark Knight persona. Sure. Invincible is quite literally just Spider-Man as Superman.
Okay. So it's like these are the primary colors, right?
Yeah, these are the primary colors. That's all it is. It's a four circle Venn diagram, and we need to figure out all the superheroes, if they're what combination of Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and Hulk they are. Because everybody
falls
into
beef already. I've got beef already.
I knew
and
you
I
were
feel like
Cody,
this is the episode because I feel like you
beef.
Set me this to just challenge me.
Yes.
And I'm feeling up for it.
Cody, I sent this knowing it was going to make a vein pop out on your forehead when you read it this morning.
Yeah, I can feel it a bit, but I acknowledge that they have made some good points. Let me start there. Like, I acknowledge that they are definitely fitting in with a lot of tropes. Like, I very much agree with a lot of the examples that we just went through, like Deadpool and Spawn, even Invincible. Actually, I thought that was very funny, just Spider-Man as a Superman. Mm-hmm. But
because he's very Peter Parker coded.
They have. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Young teen. Yep. Not a kind of little bit of like almost fish out of water, but like learning that with great.
Yep.
Power comes great responsibility. Like. But it's a Superman power set.
Right.
For sure.
And I would argue that Omni-Man is kind of Superman and Hulk because he has that like rage side to him.
Yeah, I almost think that it's maybe more. I hear you on like the rage side, but I almost wonder if it's more of just like a darker take on Batman. Because it's much more like it feels a little more cold and calculated than just pure anger.
Right. But he's Superman though. He's exactly Superman.
He's definitely Superman. Yeah.
So like, maybe he's Superman, Batman, Hulk.
Yeah,
a triple combo.
The rare triple combo.
The rare triple combo. I want to try to stay away from triple combos if we can, but we're going to have some. But you have beef.
I have beef because we've missed out on a number of real power sets that aren't going to fit into this, I think.
They're going to fit into it. It's going to be fine.
My first big beef. You ready? Mm-hmm. This is big beef. If call Arby's because we got the big beef right here.
Yeah, we got the meats. Not a sponsor.
I don't think Professor X fits in anywhere here.
Professor X is
Charles Xavier.
I would say he is a Batman in combination with probably the Hulk because he's Batman in that he's prep time. He's very calculating. He thinks five steps ahead. And he's the Hulk because mutant science gone wrong, like shunned by society a little bit. So that's where
it's not
Charles
really science gone wrong. This is a birth defect. This is by birth.
Yeah, mutated.
Yeah, but the Hulk caused his mutation. So did Spider-Man.
Okay, so maybe he's Hulk, Spider-Man, Batman.
No, I don't like it. I think it fits in. I think he's so much different than a Batman. I think the power set doesn't fit in with any of this. You're talking power set from birth, discovers his power set.
When I brought this up, I was like, yeah, we'll talk about superheroes and establish how they all fit into this. Cody's immediately like, how do I throw a wrench into these gears?
Yeah, I don't. Well, and they've fucked it for me a bit. Like, look, I recognize that these are primary colors, but black and white exist. Like,
all right, fine. Point for Cody. Charles Xavier is hard to classify on the Venn diagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very, very difficult.
Yeah, but you're right. I'll give you that. It's very difficult to classify him on there.
I think there are other ones that are very difficult to classify. And also, it's really shitting me that it's too Marvel and too DC, and I don't know why, but let me tell you, it's really fucking
you
me
want
up.
Them all like, to be one?
Yeah, I feel like we gotta have one or the other. I don't know.
God damn.
I do hate also that it's Batman and Super, because like, okay, we could have had Batman just be Iron Man on this. Like,
yeah, then we'd have three Marvel characters and the balance would be off.
Well, I'm just saying, then we put another great, granted, there's not a great foil in Marvel for Superman.
Yeah.
I think specifically because they tried to avoid that, but.
Yep. They specifically tried to. That's why. Pardon me. That's why Captain America is a combination of Superman and the Hulk. What about, let's see, let's just start throwing superheroes out there and see what sticks. I mean, we could do some of the other Avengers, right?
I've got other ones that I don't like that maybe you can convince me.
Sure, go ahead. Fine. This is what we're doing now.
I'm just going to go down the list of X-Men because I feel like a lot of the X-Men don't fit in here.
That's, you know what, Coach? That's fine. You're going to have to explain some power sets to me because I'm not an X-Man guy, but
I'm just sticking with base level.
Yep, yep.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler is Spider-Man and Batman.
Okay, that's correct.
Yeah.
When I said it, I was like, okay, this will get there. It is a Spider-Man, Batman.
Yep. Spider-Man because agile, jumps around, snarky, has attitude, but lives in the shadows and like stays away from society and is kind of a
dark
recluse.
Dark past. Batman for sure.
Yep. Dark past. Batman's bubble on the Venn diagram is big because of dark past. Like tragic past.
Tragic past, yep, influencing character.
Darkness. Parents. From the Lego movie.
It's a Spider-Man power set with a Batman background. That's how you get a Nightcrawler.
Background. You can choose a background as you draft your commander.
How about a Mr. Fantastic?
Mr. Fantastic is Spider-Man, Superman. He's
interesting.
He's Spider-Man power set with a Superman type of attitude and a little bit of Batman thrown in there.
I don't know if I agree with the Superman attitude there.
Well, he's Superman attitude in that he wants to save everyone, thinks he knows better. Like, I guess a better thing would be like Superman Dr. Manhattan attitude or Spider-Man Dr. Manhattan attitude. But that's not a category.
Yeah.
Reed is a dick, but he does it trying to mean well.
Yeah, I mean, he tries. It doesn't always work.
Right, and that's why I'm saying Superman, because he does want to do good. But he's basically Spider-Man. He's just stretch instead of web.
I mean, that's a real oversimplification, but I'll allow it.
Or is he Spider-Man Hulk because Banner is a genius?
Here's the thing, but Hulk, I don't even... We're talking Hulk, not Banner. They're almost two different people. Like,
it's the same.
It's not. It's very much not.
Cody, letter of the law, rule follower himself over
here. Yeah, you're killing me with these hard lines, these circles. It's killing
Cody,
me.
Yeah, he don't do circles, folks. He needs angles and neat little boxes to put everything in.
Absolutely killing me.
And categorize it, sign, sealed, delivered, and ship it off to the archives to forever be unchanging.
So again, I've been watching X-Men 97.
Yeah.
And by the way, episode 5 just punch you right in the guts.
I've heard X-Men 97 is really good.
You know what's crazy? It's before it even released. So we saw, this is a bit of a tangent, but we saw a teaser right before the, so when we were at Seattle Comic Con, right before the Critical Role panel, they played a teaser for it.
Yeah.
To a full room of people. And it was awesome. People went nuts. It was very cool. But, right after we saw that teaser, and I was like getting pretty excited for it because I didn't know it was coming until then. And so then I was looking up a bunch of stuff about it. Like right after I saw that, they actually fired the creator before the show even released.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, so it's wild because, and I'm not sure why they fired him, but
that's fucked up.
Yeah, well, now it's what sucks is that, like, the show is good.
Right.
And so it kind of really stinks because it's like, okay, well, I would probably want another season of this. I mean, sure. It hasn't ended yet, so it's hard to say, right?
I'm sure but they'll, like, do another season.
Well, but it'll be different. I mean, unless they rehire that guy, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because he had already made the whole show before they fired him, I'm assuming.
Yeah, correct.
God damn. All right, so what other... What,
X-Men 97, been watching, right?
Yeah.
Where's Morph fit into this?
This is not a real character.
That's a real character, and he's just who you think he is. He's just a shapeshifter.
Okay, that would be Spider-Man and Hulk.
Hulk?
Yeah, for mutation, mutant, shapeshift bullshit. Most of the X-Men are going to have Hulk in them because of the mutation. I'm telling you right now.
I don't like that.
I don't care that you don't like it, Cody.
It's not a Spider-Man power set, though. He has a Spider-Man maybe banter, like attitude. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So maybe he's just like 90% Hulk, 10% Spider-Man.
He doesn't have Hulk powers either.
But you're too caught up on the power powers. Set? You're caught up on the powers. It's more about the vibes, Cody.
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't a vibe. This isn't a vibe diagram. This is a Venn diagram. We got to fit somewhere in here. I don't think the shapeshifter fits. Nope.
It could be Batman because shapeshifter is always prepared for anything.
Utility sneaky, belt stealthy. Aspect, maybe.
Yeah, utility belt aspect, sneaky, stealthy, blending in.
I don't.
He hides in plain sight as Bruce Wayne.
I don't like it. I really don't like it.
Bad lies.
What about Rogue?
Rogue is a probably like Batman Hulk because Hulk because she's a mutant. Batman because prepared for everything. Kind of utility belt aspect. This is just the morph again. This is just the same thing.
It's not. It's so different. It's so different.
It's just the same thing because they do the same thing.
Don't put me in my box. Nobody puts Cody in a box.
No, I'm putting you in a circle.
It's killing me.
I know it
I'm
is.
Like a, I'm like a demon. Don't put me in a salt circle here.
I'm going to put you in a salt circle, carry you around in a little wooden box on my back.
This is killing me. I can't do it.
Come on, throw more names out there. That's what the people came to see. And I guess here.
All right, let's just do stupid heroes. How you like that?
No.
Where? How about a Green Lantern?
A Green Lantern is a Batman-Superman combination. Batman attitude and power set, utility belt, that sort of thing, but can fly and is all like lawful good.
I mean, they're not usually all lawful good, but I hear you.
Well, the non-Green Lanterns, the other color lanterns are other things, but the Green Lantern Corps are just space cops.
Yeah, but they're kind of not, because it's just willpower. It's just will.
Sure,
so,
but
like,
usually
they don't have to be, they're not always good. And in fact, they fall to yellow a lot, which is fear.
Yeah, okay. So then maybe it's like more so Batman with a little bit of Superman. Can fly. Strong, determined, but the constructs, the lantern rings making all the shit out of light is very, very Batman. Very like always have something for every situation.
But green,
fuck. But green.
How can you not put them in Hulk?
Maybe Batman Hulk. Green is something to seriously consider because very green. Green very Lantern green. In the name.
And they also like to smash.
Okay, hang on. Maybe it's
like they
maybe
make
it's,
big light constructs and slam them into things.
Batman Hulk it is. In fact, I would go so far as to say Hulk primary, Batman secondary.
This is just absolutely shitting me. I can't.
No, it's vibes, dude. You just got to go with it.
It's not vibes. It's not vibes. It needs to fit in the box. this is like, I feel like this is an argument I've had a million times over a million different things throughout the course of my life. It can't be this.
But it must be.
It can't
be
this simple.
No, it has to. We have to boil it down to basic terms. Get down to brass tacks here. What about Hawkeye?
Off the list, not a superhero, just a guy with a bow.
Batman, Spider-Man. Spider-Man because
yeah,
agility.
Probably Batman, Spider-Man. Yep.
Yeah. Black Widow is also a Batman, Spider-Man.
Black Panther.
Black Panther is Batman, Superman.
Spider-Man.
Ooh, Superman, Spider-Man. I like that a lot. With yep. a little bit of Batman because gadgets. Because Shuri is giving him all the gadgets. Technology. Sure. Yep. But I would say, yeah, he's probably like 50% Spider-Man, 30% Superman, 20% Batman.
See, I don't like the three-peats. I really don't like, because that feels like it's far enough away from center on any of those to be in its own sphere.
No, it's
that's the problem that I have is once we have three of the spices, then it just feels like it's its own thing.
No,
like it's so far away from the center circle of Batman, Spider-Man, and Superman that it feels like it's almost just far enough to peel off.
No, no,
that's why I don't reserve. Like
I reserve the right to do three if I want to, and you can't stop it. Who else? Throw another name out there.
I mean. I'm trying to come up with one that doesn't work. How about a
Scarlet Witch?
Very tough. Scarlet Witch has got to be a Superman
Hulk. See? Yep. Superman Hulk because mutant. I hate it. Because mutant. Superman right. because red.
Now you fucked around. Now you're going to find out.
Oh, fuck. He's pulling out the fucking encyclopedia. He had that shit holstered, guys. He quick drew the Marvel encyclopedia. Or is that the DC one?
This is the Marvel one, but DC one's right there, too.
Yep. He quick drew the Marvel and DC encyclopedias from the bedside bookshelf in his guest room / office.
Green Goblin.
Green Goblin is... this is easy. It's Batman Hulk. Green and technology and also unhinged.
Green. Come on. I love how green is the Hulk Venn diagram now.
Hey, it's green and strong and mutant and unhinged and like hard to control, which is very Green Goblin, but gadgets, so Batman, and also rich.
I'm going to try very hard. You have to bear with me when I've broken out the encyclopedias here, but... they are alphabetical, and I'm going to try very hard not to go alphabetically, but here we go.
It might happen.
Daredevil.
Daredevil is Batman, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Yep. Mostly Spider-Man, actually.
That was a fucking softball.
Or maybe is he Spider-Man Hulk? Because
I like Batman. Troubled past.
Street-level superhero. Fights
yeah,
it's in
the definitely
city.
Accidental power set from Spider-Man. Very similar power set to Spider-Man. But Batman, because of how he, first of all, is troubled past a bit.
Yep.
Or maybe he just like troubled everything, past,
trouble,
present, future.
Trouble.
Anyway. But also, yeah, like street level superhero. I mean, the way that he fights in Hell's Kitchen is just very, very Batman.
Yep, it is very Batman. You're right.
Let's go with the love interest, Elektra.
Elektra is probably more like Batman, Superman. I don't know Elektra's powers very well, other than she has Raphael's side. Yeah.
She basically is Raphael. I mean,
okay, so then she's more
Raph.
So she's more Batman Hulk then, or yeah, Batman Hulk, like street level. Like,
yeah,
fights,
I can
punches,
see
and kicks, but angry. Hulk angry. Are they green? Are they angry? Are they big?
In fact, Elektra red.
Elektra red, even.
Anti-Hulk.
Red Hulk.
Yeah. Doctor Strange.
Ooh, Doctor Strange is a...
It's a tough one.
The magic superheroes are really tough.
Yep.
The magic superheroes are really tough because none of these guys have something close to magic. But Doctor Strange was a rich doctor, so he's got some Batman to him. And I would argue the magic powers are closest to Superman, so he's probably a Batman-Superman combination.
Oh, that I don't like that one bit. I don't like that one bit.
Can fly, red.
Pretend don't. This isn't literally colors. No, I will not. I will end this podcast. I cannot do it if it's just colors.
Cody's just gonna nuke like all the servers, everything holding our podcast. All right. Unless you have other thoughts on Doctor Strange.
Here's the thing with Doctor Strange. You're right. The magic users don't slot in well. But if you break it down to human, basic human given powers or acquired powers, I think that to me fits in with either Spider-Man or Hulk, at least on that half of the Venn diagram.
That's true. And so probably I Batman, actually think Spider-Man?
I actually think he slots into either a Spider-Man, because I feel like the magic is like ill-defined enough that it actually fits into Superman just being in a like super strong power set.
Sure. Because Doctor Strange is a heavy hitter. People don't realize how absolutely strong the guy is.
And although it's very different, I feel like the power set falls in closest there. So I lean Superman Hulk for Doctor Strange.
I could see it.
But
I could see it.
I'm finding that my biggest struggle with this Venn diagram, as we continue to discuss this, is the Hulk. I feel like there's a better character somewhere out there than Hulk to slot into what we're trying to show with Hulk. And the reason I say that is because it's a little too close. Here's my problem with it. The Hulk for me is a Superman Spider-Man.
Yep.
And so it doesn't fit in well because it's too shoved into those two boxes.
Sure. So you what does the Hulk not define well that you want defined better? Like,
what I like about having that is the origin of the power set is very helpful science gone wrong, but so is Spider-Man, and that's the problem, I think.
Sure, but the Hulk was more of an experiment. Spider-Man was an accident.
I think you put Beast there instead of Hulk.
Ooh.
Like from X-Men, Beast.
Beast is really good.
Then you cover Mutant.
You cover Mutant. You cover Science Gone Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You cover Intelligent. You cover like kind of Barbarian Rage. You cover...
He's got a bit of Batman in him still. Like, he's still got some humanity. Very, like, kind of troubled because of his...
You still cover weird looking.
Yeah, now it's the blue side of the Venn diagram instead of green.
We can call
I'm finding that Hulk is the difficult one for me.
Sure.
But I also understand
you could argue
that
Beast
this
is just changed. You could just argue Beast is a Batman Hulk.
Yeah, to some extent. I don't love that because so I also feel like if we put Beast there that you're covering
part of Batman.
The intelligent, the like super intelligent side is something that is really difficult for us to cover in this Venn diagram. I mean, Batman, sure, like world's greatest detective thing,
well,
but it doesn't play.
If you would let Banner be part of the Hulk Venn diagram, we would cover that.
Yeah, but even that is not really like you're just talking peak human level intelligence. Like,
I mean, yeah,
I need like where does it. Because I consider like Brainiac, I keep wanting to say Cerebro, which is not it, but Professor X,
Mr. Fantastic.
Even that is like peak human. I want like metahuman level intelligence. Like
so Tony Stark is peak human, Banner's peak human, Mr. Fantastic is peak. So you're talking like people with powers that make them smarter.
Right.
Those are not often portrayed super well. But I mean they're lesser known.
I would argue Professor X is there. Brainiac is there.
Yeah.
I would argue to some extent Doctor Strange is there just because of Time Stone sometimes.
It could be.
Okay, I got a weird one to try to we'll leave the Hulk in here, but I'm finding that's the side I don't like.
We'll call it Hulk slash Beast.
So now it's like a seafoam corner.
Mm-hmm.
We mixed the blue and the green.
Yep.
What about a MODOK?
MODOK is, let's see. MODOK is like, all right, this is weird.
Well, MODOK's weird, which is why it's a little hard to slot in.
MODOK is very weird.
It was a pretty funny show, though.
I've heard it was pretty good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it knew what it was, which was nice.
So can fly, right?
Has a like suit that he fully depends on, but to fly.
Super strong?
Very Iron Man-esque. No, actually very weak, except mind powers.
Okay, so we're going like a Batman Hulk Beast combination type of thing.
Physically weak, but mind very strong, like psionic powers.
Then, man, I don't know where to put him.
Yeah, it's hard. I think personality wise, he's got a bit of he's got like the snarky wit of a Spider-Man.
Yep.
He's got a lot of gadgetry for a Batman.
So is he a Spider-Man-Batman combination?
But he's got some real rage problems too. There's definitely some Hulk in there.
Yeah,
it
but
might
Batman
be a Batman Hulk. Batman Hulk.
We could go Batman Hulk. We'll go Batman Hulk. I think Batman has to be there for sure because of the technology.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go Batman Hulk. What are the
MODOK's,
what about
MODOK's tough a little bit though?
What about Storm?
Hell yeah, brother. Mm-hmm. Storm is a definitely Superman.
Superman.
Maybe just a Superman.
A Superman Hulk?
It might be just a Superman for me.
Yeah.
Other than she is from this, she is human, kind of.
Yeah, but powers.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, origin wise, she doesn't necessarily have like from an unknown world kind of origin.
Sure, not from another world.
Although she is akin to a god, and
yep,
sometime is literally depicted that way. But
well, I think Storm as Superman is a pretty good analogy.
Yeah, it could be a Superman. See, this is again where mutant just doesn't slot in well. So maybe Superman, Hulk slash Beast, but
mainly Superman.
I think mainly a Superman.
Let's see.
Just got a fucking crazy power set on her.
What about a
Mysterio?
So it's interesting that you're clarifying villains here. Mysterio is all fake, right? He's all illusions.
Illusions, yeah. I mean, but Batman, also depends on the depiction. Batman, because of technology.
Yep. Could be Batman Beast. Batman Hulk. Batman Spider-Man. Batman Superman.
How does Mysterio get his powers? We've covered Mysterio on the podcast before.
In the Rogues Gallery Patreon episode, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I have not seen the Gyllenhaal Mysterio.
It was very good. Quentin Beck.
I've heard different things about it, but yeah, I've heard it was decent at least. I don't have an answer to this one because I don't know Mysterio well enough.
Quentin Beck began his Hollywood career as a stuntman, but rapidly became a leading special effects designer. Ambitious for fame, Beck created the costume identity of Mysterio, using illusions to confound Spider-Man. Mysterio became one of his greatest foes, operating both on his own and as a member of the Sinister Six. His special powers/abilities are extraordinary skill in devising special effects and stage illusions. Master hypnotist, uses holograms, robots, and hallucinogens.
So, Batman with some Spider-Man because of the stunts.
Okay, fair enough. Don't like it, but fair enough.
Hey.
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer is a Superman.
Just a Superman?
Just a Superman.
Actually, you're really not wrong. Alien origins.
Yeah. Superpowers, flies, ripped and chiseled as shit.
Yeah, I mean, probably just is a Superman.
If all right, here's a question. If yep. it gets hot enough, like if it's like 105 out mm-hmm. and you're hanging with the Silver Surfer,
mm-hmm.
can you fry an egg on him?
I will say yes, but he's not nonstick, so you got to use some oil.
Sure. And also, he's probably made of mercury, so you probably shouldn't eat it.
Let's see if it says what he's made of.
Silver, dumbass.
Well, he looks silver.
Is that what the book says? Just silver, dumbass.
It doesn't specify what he's made of.
Hang on. Now I'm going to Google this shit.
What if it just comes back with silver, dumbass?
Yeah. What is the Silver Surfer made of? Whoa, they got it. Okay. The silvery, you're never going to get this. Not in a minute. Not in a day. The Silver Surfer's skin is made out of blank blank, a nearly indestructible metal that Galactus himself designed. Fill in the blanks, Cody, because this, you're either going to love this or hate it, and you're going to hate this.
It's the power cosmic.
No.
Oh.
This is know. Not in a million years could I have ever guessed this. The Silver Surfer is made out of galactic glaze.
Oh, boy.
A metal that Galactus himself designed.
But Galactus imbues him with the power cosmic. That's not what he's made of, but that's sure.
That's what he's got.
That's the all spark.
That's his shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Galactic glaze, huh? So maybe he is nonstick.
Yeah, he could be nonstick. Glaze implies nonstick. Or Krispy Kreme, one of the other ones. Who else you got? Throw more out there. Maybe go to the DC book if you got a second.
Ooh, we're gonna switch books, huh?
Why not? We can't be all Marvel all the time.
Here's the problem.
Wait, we're 100 and something episodes in, and you're just now getting to the problem.
I mean, the problem is that. We've painted with a really broad brush, and there's a lot of fine brushes out here. Because, I'm passing over all the hard ones.
Okay, like what?
Whizzer.
Not a real hero.
It is a real... It's in the encyclopedia. He has half a page.
This is not... No.
Robert Frank. He's an adventurer from New York City. 180 pounds. First appearance, giant size Avengers number one.
It literally Whizzer, like W-H-I-Z-Z-E-R.
Yeah, he's just a speedster.
He's just Piss Man.
He does look like Piss Man. He's very yellow. But he's just a speedster.
Yep. So Spider-Man.
Okay. Willow the Wisp. There he is, right there.
These are not real. These are fake.
He's real.
Yeah, but...
Don't tell me he's not real.
But they're not going to make a movie about Will-O-The-Wisp.
They might. You never know.
Hey, they made Werewolf... fucking...
Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, I almost said Werewolf at Midnight, and I'm like, well, that's not the title.
Ooh, okay. Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing is a... Spider-Man Hulk, primarily Hulk. But the vines are kind of like webs, so Spider-Man. Cody just like, his face just fell when I said
I do not agree with that at all. I mean,
okay, then what is he?
Well,
you only got four options to combine, Cody. What is he?
That's the thing. I'm arguing that I should have more options.
Swamp Thing is a Swamp Thing.
Cause
math is math.
Human origin, nature gone wrong, environmental accident. So probably Hulkish.
Hulk, yep. Can shoot out vines like webs.
It's less shooty and more like encourages to grow.
Okay, like webs.
It's not like the web. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
And the swap of the thing is not a lack of the web. I'm telling you, Cody.
It hurts so bad.
That's what Swamp Thing says constantly.
Yeah.
Is he just a Hulk? He could just be a Hulk.
I think he's just a Hulk.
He's just a Hulk. He's just a wet Hulk.
I hate that he's just a wet Hulk, but also green. I don't like it. Just
wet Hulk
green.
Green. Yep. He's just a wet Hulk, man.
All right. Invisible Woman, as I switch books.
Invisible Woman is a...
That one's tough, huh?
Yeah. Force fields, energy projection.
Again, the magic ones. I mean, it's not exactly magic, but it's magic coded. And...
It's very. She's very Spider-Man, or no, very Superman. Can she fly?
No.
She's Superman without flying. And she's a mutant, so she's kind of a Superman Hulk.
I hate that answer. I absolutely hate that answer. I hate that answer the same way that I hate the Professor X answer. There needs to be a telepath box. There needs to be a telepath box.
Spidey sense.
Sorry.
Spidey sense.
Is not telepathy.
But is the closest thing we got.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not.
Who else on the box has anything close to telepathy? He's holding his forehead, guys. He's fucking done. He's so done.
Like, Jean Grey, Invisible Woman, Professor X. There's 1,000 of these characters.
That are some combination of Superman and Spider-Man.
No. No. Boo. Boo. Don't like it.
I know.
Like,
you may not like it, but accept it.
I cannot. I shan't. I shan't accept it.
I think that's a Macho Man, Randy. Said, you may not like it, but accept it.
Dude, the pages on this one are crispy because I'm not in here often. Which is funny because I like DC Comics, but we don't spend a lot of time in this encyclopedia. I mean, how wild you want to go here, bud?
Whoever you got.
Hawkman. The Winged Avenger.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's DC.
I usually think of Hawk Girl from the Justice League animated series.
Yeah, I mean, same. Yeah. Same.
Can fly. Pretty strong. This is mostly a Superman. This is mostly a Superman. A little bit of Superman, Batman.
Okay, I'll allow that. I mean, it's so wrong, but I'll allow it.
Sure.
Dr. Fate.
You may not
Fate.
Like it, but except Dr. All right, I know nothing about this character. Explain Dr. Fate to me.
Oh, come on. You watched frickin'... it wasn't Shazam, the bad Shazam with The Rock.
No, I never watched Black Adam.
Black Adam, thank you. I could not come up with it.
I never watched Black Adam.
Oh, well, Pierce Brosnan plays Dr. Fate in that movie.
There we go.
Dr. Fate was one of my favorite. What's the DC fighting game? Injustice.
Injustice.
I really liked Dr. Fate and Injustice.
Nice.
Dr. Fate has a number of appearances, but basically his helmet gives him powers. He is able to levitate and fly. He's nearly invulnerable. Helmet, amulet, and mantle of Naboo are powerful mystic talismans, making Dr. Fate one of the greatest living sorcerers.
Mantle of what?
Naboo, N-A-B-U.
Oh, okay. I was going to be like Gungans and Queen Amidala.
No, it's very, he's very like, like ancient civilization coded. Like
sure.
He's always got like an Ankh of power. Circle with the plus at the bottom.
Yeah, an Ankh. Yep.
Yep. Like that's like a very common symbol for him to have. Sure. But he is also very, like justice coded, so like very rule followy, very like for the greater good, like almost RoboCop like.
Ooh, interesting.
Black,
okay.
Black and white.
So very Superman. plus power set. I think he's just like a Superman with a little bit of Batman sprinkled in. Because powers from the helmet, like gadgets.
Yeah, okay. But like sorcery powers, though.
Okay, the closest thing we have to sorcery powers is heat vision, ice breath, all of that. It's okay. Superman. Yeah, what do you want?
I don't what me, because I'm about to have a mental breakdown. I don't like it.
I know you don't really like it, but come on, man.
Because that one to me is almost more, it exists a bit in the
void that we're shouting into.
Yeah, right. It exists more outside of this in, I feel like, the, well, I guess he is just kind of Green Lantern-ish. Yep. I'm still just struggling with, like, the mental creation kind of things, I guess.
Like constructs or
still,
like...
Still, yeah.
Magic. You're still struggling with magic telepathy.
Magic telepathy, very difficult in this... In this current primary colors that we're painting.
In this current Venn diagram, I hear you. Throw another couple characters out there to maybe close us out.
Okay. Let me find a good one. That's not a good one. I mean, that's just a Batman. So many of these are just a Batman. Your buddy, your roommate, Martian Manhunter.
Oh, Martian Manhunter? He is a Superman Hulk.
Superman because of...
Superman because can fly, alien, powers. Actually, maybe he's a Superman Batman, but he is green.
He is green. God, I hate that. Yes, is green. He has X-ray vision.
Yep. He's very Superman coded. You may not like it, but accept it.
But he shapeshifts.
So he's a mutant. So he's Superman Hulk.
Not a mutant. He's an alien. Xenophobia.
You expect me to know the difference?
Xenophobia.
I tell you what, any of them X-Men's come up on my property, I'm going to give them a face full of buckshot.
He's a Joker.
He literally can phase through that. Like, it's not going to affect him. Yeah, well, just banjo noises. The Joker is just a Batman Spider-Man. Spider-Man for the banter and the quips. Batman for the uses gadgets and, like, operates in the shadows.
You cannot tell me that Batman's antithesis is a Batman. It's
why not?
Absolutely crushing my heart.
All right. Uses gadgets.
He's everything that Batman stands against.
He uses gadgets. He has plans within plans within plans. He is the leader of his usual organization. He operates in Gotham City almost exclusively. Prefers to work at night.
I hate it here.
It's right. I'm right.
This might be the end as we know it.
He might quit, guys.
My heart is hurting.
Happy Sunday morning pod, buddy.
I quit. My body hurts now from pickleball, and now my mind hurts now because of the podcast. I'm just done. I'm cooked.
He's washed
up.
Man,
there are some bad superheroes in this.
Throw out some names of a couple that people know. Come on.
I'm trying to find ones that people know.
it's DC forever losing. Stays losing.
This is really bringing it to the surface of how... It's just the DC like movies, though, that have made this so... difficult.
Sure.
But also I can't say some of them because some of them are very easy to categorize, like Catwoman.
Catwoman is just a Batman Spider-Man.
Right. I agree with that one. All right, here you go. You might not know this one, but has been depicted on film, so I'll count it.
Okay.
Captain Cold.
Captain Cold. Captain Cold. Captain Cold.
God, it's just a man with cold guns.
Oh, this is
with ice gun.
This is just a Batman.
Cause gadgets?
Regular dude with gadgets.
I hate that.
Am I wrong?
Me and Leonard Snart not gonna enjoy that.
I'm assuming that's his name.
That's his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kraven the Hunter.
This is a. Does Kraven have any actual powers?
I mean, super strength, I think.
Okay. But hunts with weapons, right? Like knives and guns and shit.
Yep.
Okay, so this is a Batman Superman hybrid.
I don't like any of this. How about Cyborg?
Cyborg is a Batman Hulk hybrid.
Not green though.
No, but Beast Blue and super intelligent.
What about Beast Boy? Green.
Beast Boy is just a Spider-Man Hulk. Spider, animal, Hulk, green.
No, I hate what you're doing. Hate everything. Hate everything about what just happened.
In all seriousness.
Absolutely not.
Beast Boy is agile, snarky, but can Hulk out. Literally is green and transforms. How is he not? Come on.
Raven.
Raven is a Batman, Superman, mostly Batman, but can fly, has powers, but keeps to the darkness, likes the night, is a loner, doesn't like people.
There is no way. She has teleportation, she's an empath, and is a sorcerer.
The closest analog we have to this is Superman. We have established
this. I hate it. I don't have a choice, buddy. All right.
What about Zatanna?
Heart can take. Who is Zatanna?
Isn't she fucking... You know who this is.
I don't.
She's a
You've officially
DC.
Fried my brain.
No, you know this character.
She's you the know. Magic?
Yeah, she's the magician. She's the ultimate magic.
How the fuck did you pull off this? How did you pull...
I'm pretty sure she's in the Justice League animated series.
What literal hat did you pull this out of?
She does pull a lot of shit out of hats.
She only had a quarter page in the encyclopedia.
There's no way. She's...
Yes.
There's no way.
She's a Hawkman. She first appeared in Hawkman.
No shit. Magic user.
Where did you pull this from?
A to Z, man. I don't know.
What is she in?
Fucking probably the comics or some shit.
No, I mean, like, what is she in that you saw that made you pull this name out?
I think she's in the
you.
Justice League animated series.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. She's in Justice League Unlimited, and she's actually.
And that's
like,
probably because Hawkman's in that. Well, Hawk
yeah,
Girl,
that's probably
it?
What it is.
Okay.
I knew her from somewhere.
Genetically imbued with the ability to manipulate magic, sorcery includes elemental manipulation, transmutation, and teleportation. She says her spells backwards as an aid to concentration.
Yeah, because that's her whole thing, is she talks backwards when she casts her spells. magic, but also like experiment. I think she's a Superman Hulk.
Her real name is Zatanna Zatoro.
I don't know.
No, Zatara. Zatanna Zatara.
That's too close to Katara. She's a waterbender.
So if it's backwards, it's Arataz Anataz.
Maybe.
This character, the fact you even brought this up.
I threw you for a loop.
Oh my god. So her magic spell here is Rapa Yelligam Stridrup, which is birds magically appear backwards.
That's hilarious.
It's horrible. This is bad.
That's hilarious. You got to categorize her, Cody. Throw her in the Venn diagram.
Well, I mean, I hate this, but magic, we got to put this shit wizard into Superman because we have no other magic part of the Venn diagram. And then I guess Spider-Man?
Sure, why not?
It's a genetics thing?
Yeah, because Spider-Man is closer to genetics, whereas Hulk is more like other experiments.
Like, I don't... Yeah, I think this is a... yuck. How is this a Superman Spider-Man?
I don't know, man.
Birds magically appear here.
I don't fucking know, dude. But I think that about sums it up.
How did we end on that?
We have categorized every character. There are no other characters. We've named them all.
I highly disagree. Quisp, Queen of Fables, Nabu, Nebula Man, Negative Man, Metamorpho, Metron. We're going to be here all night.
Needle King Mankey.
gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. Pokemon.
And with that, let us know if you have a combination that we didn't think of or you disagreed somehow, because we would love to hear from you. But my name is Mike.
Let Mike know how bad this Venn diagram is. I am Cody.
And I think I am probably a Spider-Man, Batman, maybe?
I can't. I'm so far off the grid. I'm living off the grid, just like real life. I'm out of here.
Fair enough.
I can't.
Bye!
Bye!
But are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable never-to-do?
We're gonna have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Expecto Patronum!
Sparks are flying from both teams.
That's it, man. Game over, man.